Jeff Towns was excited when he got a new pup for his daughter. The Powassan resident said he bought a young Labradoodle puppy as a therapy dog for her. However, on April 28, that all ended as Towns claims a big dog, believed to be a full-grown bull mastiff, attacked his innocent 12-week-old puppy and killed it right on Towns' property. "I have full video from my security camera of the incident," says Towns. "I came out and tried to get the dog to release our pup, but with its locked jaw, that big dog would not release it," added Towns about a dog he estimates had to weigh close to 120 pounds. Ben Musso, Powassan's bylaw enforcement officer, was one of the people called to the scene along with OPP officers. "On April 28, I did receive a complaint from the OPP stating there was a dog attack in Powassan, so I did respond with the police," Musso told Bay Today. "As a result of the investigation, I have laid two charges under the municipal canine bylaw as well as proceedings under the Dog Owner Liability Act against the owner of the alleged offending dog. That is all I can say, as it is a matter before the courts now." Town says his daughter thankfully did not witness the killing. "My daughter did not see the attack, but she did see the aftermath," said Towns. Towns says his 12-year-old daughter now is living in fear because the dog that attacked her pup has not been taken away from the owner. Musso confirmed that to Bay Today. "I don't have the authority to remove that dog and have it euthanized or anything like that," said Musso. "All the charges have to be tested before the courts. Like any other offense, we all have our right to a day in court if we so choose, and at this point, the owner of the offending dog has said he wants to fight for that right and is not willing to surrender the dog at this time." Town says he is looking at taking legal action against the dog owner, and he has also started a petition around Powassan to have the dog taken away from its owner. Town says so far, the petition has garnered more than 100 signatures. "That dog is still in the owner's house, and we don't think that is fair," said Towns. Towns says this is not the first incident around Powassan with this aggressive dog, but he hopes this one will be the last.